All bridge core pauses. Bridge after 165 Mounters, flash loan exploit. All bridge core paused its cross-chain bridge on July 20, 2026, after an attacker drained roughly $1.65 million by manipulating the pricing inside its stablecoin pools, according to reporting from Cointelegraph. The team stopped bridge operations while it investigates and traces the funds. The method follows a pattern that has hit decentralized finance repeatedly. The attacker allegedly took out a flash loan, ran a series of rapid swaps to push the exchange rate between the bridge's stablecoin pools out of line, then extracted value at the distorted price before repaying the loan in the same transaction. No private key was stolen and no user was phished. The contract behaved exactly as written, which was the problem. The mechanics behind the Drain A flash loan lets anyone borrow a large sum with no collateral, as long as the loan is repaid within a single transaction. If the repayment fails, the whole transaction reverts and it is as if nothing happened. That property makes flash loans a free tool for probing the math inside automated market makers and bridge pools. Bridges like Allbridge Core hold pooled stablecoins on multiple chains and price swaps between them using a bonding curve. When one side of a pool is thin, a large enough trade can move the quoted price far from the real one-to-one value of two stablecoins. An attacker who can borrow enough to overwhelm the pool briefly gets to buy at an artificial discount and sell back at an inflated rate, pocketing the gap. The flash loan supplies the size, the rapid swaps supply the distortion, and the atomic transaction guarantees the attacker never risks their own capital. At $165 million, this sits at the smaller end of bridge incidents. It is nowhere near the hundreds of millions lost in the Ronin or Wormhole breaches. The size does not make the lesson smaller. Bridge pool pricing remains one of the most reliably exploited surfaces in crypto, and the fix, halting the bridge, freezes the funds of every honest user mid-transfer while the team sorts out the damage. A recurring failure point, cross-chain bridges concentrate risk by design. To move an asset from one chain to another, the bridge locks or pools value on both sides, and that pooled value becomes a single target. Chainalysis and other trackers have flagged bridges as one of the largest sources of stolen crypto over the past several years, precisely because a bug in one contract can expose the entire pool at once. The Allbridge team has confirmed a pause before, having patched a similar pool manipulation issue in an earlier incident. Repeat exposure on the same class of vulnerability is common across DeFi, where forked or reused pool code carries the same weaknesses from one protocol to the next. Patching one path does not always close the others. For anyone holding funds that route through a bridge, a pause is the safest outcome available once an attack is underway, even though it locks legitimate transfers. The alternative, leaving the contract live while an attacker keeps draining, is worse. The angle for card and wallet users. Most people who spend crypto through a card never touch a bridge directly, but the risk still reaches them. Custodial card issuers and stablecoin balances sometimes rebalance liquidity across chains behind the scenes, and any protocol dependency in that chain is a counterparty you cannot see. This is the core argument for spending from your own wallet. The fewer pooled contracts sitting between you and your money, the fewer single points of failure can freeze it. The same logic applies to where value is parked between purchases. A stablecoin balance that lives natively on a chain you control avoids the bridge hop entirely. Balances that get shuttled across chains to chase yield inherit whatever bridge is doing the shuttling. That trade-off, a little extra yield for exposure to a pooled contract, is exactly the kind of hidden risk worth pricing in before committing funds. None of this means bridges are unusable. It means the pooled contract is the weakest link, and the weakest link is where attackers keep aiming. When a bridge you rely on pauses, the correct read is not panic but patience. Wait for the post-mortem, confirm whether user funds were touched, and only then decide whether to keep routing value through it.